Let's come back to you.
Yes, right.
You've, on more than one occasion, threatened to give it all up, stop touring, stop playing in public. Why has that happened? Is it because that people, you haven't had the success that you feel you should have had, or because you've had so many difficulties like the ones you've just been outlining?
It's really difficult. It's really difficult. I think moaning about success you've not had is irrelevant. I think it's just a pie in the sky, because I think public taste is always dictated by fashion, really. I've not a product of fashion, and I'm never likely to be fashionable, really, because what I've got is rather too much for the fashion boys to pick up on, really. I'm not a three chord stand there and thrash it and showbiz. I suppose what I do these days is I try to present the work to people in a more showcase sort of a manner than I used to. I've got into more of a professional attitude in that sense, because what I really need to do now is to support a recording career, because the record company can no longer do it. The record company could sponsor me at one time till the cows came home. I mean, there were people in the record company, still are people in the record company. I mean, Ken East, who is now in charge of the company, is a, you know, Roy Harper fan, but there were people scattered up and down the record company at one time who didn't care whether I spent 50,000 or 100,000 or whatever on a record, really. You know, they'd give you a bit of a moan, but there was nothing. But now there isn't the money to do it. So I've actually got to get out on the road now and present what I do in such a manner that I can attract the maximum amount of people that it's going to attract. Because it's never going to attract the sort of people who would carry me to number one single status. That's never going to happen. Because there just aren't that many intelligent people in this country. I mean, this, don't forget, we live in bingo land, you know. This is a fact we can't escape, really. This is bingo land.